Hello, this is Angie.
And this is Celeste.
And this is this week's episode of Double Brand Think Tank.
Angie is pensively touching the microphone right now.
Alright, just making sure that our beautiful voices will be heard by those across the world.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yes. So, temperature's been nice, for sure. Certainly.
Yeah, today it was like 70 out in New York City, which is really good. Not that we care about New York City, where you live on the moon.
Yeah,
we don't live
that's
anywhere.
True.
Like,
why would I care about what's going on on Earth? Anyway.
It's foolish.
Yeah. They don't even pay taxes here.
What kind of freaking idiot would care?
They don't even pay taxes here.
They don't.
Yeah, not that I care. I mean, I guess I'm putting myself in the position of caring about taxes.
Yeah, no, it's all.
It was a really rough spot to put myself in, I think.
Yeah, you did. You put yourself in a really
Yeah, you know, but it's like, you know, when you're one of those kinds of children, you know, you find that, you know, throughout life, you will continue to put yourself in difficult positions.
That was very deep, but also stressful to hear.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be stressful. You know, as soon as you recognize behavior, you can turn your life around,
yeah.
For sure.
Wow, that was really deep for like a minute into this podcast.
I don't know, man. You know, I'm just...
You cut to the chase.
It's just off the dome, really.
Yeah, fire.
Know?
That's fine.
Hire me. Don't fire me.
Hire
psychological purposes.
For that type shit.
I will be a whacking
Aren't you a personality hire? This is what you've told me.
I mean, everybody says that because they want to feel like they have a good personality, but probably not.
So, I mean, if you're not a personality hire, it means you're good at your job, so what's the...
I mean, hopefully, you know, we'll see.
I mean, you've been working there for quite some time. I'm still unemployed. If anyone wants to employ me, I'm very employable.
Yeah. And she has Cookie Monster Band-Aids, if that is a plus at all.
Yeah, if that even matters.
If you cut yourself, and, you know, I just got this ring. It has a 69 on it.
That's fire.
Yeah.
Did she get it from your girl?
No.
You got it off the web.
No, I got it in person. I went to this art fair thing.
Oh, that's cool.
I just put on rings until they fit, and I liked this one.
That's fine.
Because I don't like when rings are too ornate. Like, I don't need a bunch of shit on my finger. I'm not a mob boss.
I love having a bunch of shit on my fingers.
Yeah.
I like feeling like a mob boss.
Yeah. I mean, I also think that's, like, more in the style, but I just, like, maybe I just don't have the Riz W to...
You have the Riz W.
You know, I just like very simple things, I think. And, you know, I hope that doesn't reflect poorly on me.
It reflects poorly on
you.
Yeah. That's an inside joke. This whole podcast is an inside joke.
I mean, basically, I'm recording this so 30 years from now I can be like, damn, we talked about fucking nothing, honestly.
Yeah, like, why did we talk about nothing? We could have been talking about something, but
yeah.
We talked about nothing.
I mean, missiles. Hey, missiles, what about
them? Oh, God, yeah.
You want to talk about something?
World War III.
We're talking about missiles.
World War III is coming.
World War III. I will have enough ramen to last me.
22 days.
22 days into the apocalypse.
Same. I'm really hoping that it only takes 22 days, because otherwise I'm gonna run out.
Yeah. The thing is, the apocalypse has to end at some point, right? Like, a world cannot be ending forever and ever. Unless, you know, then the definition is like we have been in an apocalypse forever, because eventually it will end, right? You know,
crack so. Screen dizzy on an empty stomach in the middle of the apocalypse.
Nothing worse, really. Cracked screen. It's so over. Who even gives a fuck about a screen when you're
I'm gonna care, because you can't even do the iPhone repair once you're in that.
I mean, what if you are the iPhone repair guy, though?
Then everyone's gonna
that
want you
be,
on their
that
team.
That would be a goated
Everybody
position.
Well,
who
want
says we're gonna have electricity
team.
Even? That's a problem.
I mean, we'll have electricity until it runs out.
Yeah, when electricity runs out. I mean, you know, all the power plants are gonna start popping up.
They're exploding. This episode might have to be a little bit shorter.
Oh, why is that? Oh, okay, yeah, we can finish this later.
Alright. Hi, sorry about that. We had a bit of a time delay, so...
Yes, we did.
Back to some subjects and talking.
Yes, back to subjects and also talking. as well.
It's a beautiful day. It's been a beautiful day outside.
We went out to the park.
And had some fun. Yeah. Had a blast. Saw some stuff.
We saw some dogs.
A lot of dogs.
Dog fight.
Unless it's dog fight the way they say cat fight.
Yeah, they don't, but I was trying to make it a thing because we saw a little bit of
dog
one.
Fight. Yeah, we did. I mean, dogs are all.
Yeah. We sit up for women, though, so it's like you see a guy fighting, you say dog fight.
Yeah, because all dogs are guys and all cats are
girls. Have you ever. Yeah.
I think that's why people assume our cats are girls, because they're like, oh, well, it's a cat, it must be a girl.
You know, but I think cats, you know, I mean, you know, there's a lot of gender essentialism, but cats I would not associate with women.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, especially the cat balls.
Yeah, I think women are friendlier, to be honest.
Why? So, some women, I would
some,
argue.
Some women are
some
friendlier.
Some women are not friendlier.
But I think on average, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. It makes hashtag sense. Dollars and cents.
Like, you know, men are told a little more often, like, you can just be yourself.
Yeah, facts. How come no one's telling me to be myself? What the fuck?
Yeah, what the hell?
I deserve it. I deserve to be myself.
Yeah, and no one else.
Yeah, exactly.
It would really suck if there were someone, like, just like you, like trying to steal your vibes and your
the clout, yeah,
and, like
steal my clout,
you know, try to ride on your wave like that. Like that would really fucking suck.
Yeah, it
you
would
know?
Suck if someone looked like me and
I was trying to do those things.
Me. Yeah, that would
and
suck.
I probably even pretended to be you at some points, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
For example, when ordering coffee, it would be a lot easier if, like, say their name was a little more difficult than yours. You know, for the average English person, American person, no, it would be probably super convenient for them to use your name.
Yeah, it's kind of disgusting that they would do that, though.
Yeah,
to lie to me even for a second.
I would definitely feel really guilty.
Betray it with sacred trust.
I would feel
something.
So guilty about that.
Yeah,
and probably.
Good thing you don't have to feel guilty.
I would probably be weeping at night about it and maybe try to bring it up at some point, but, you know, never in a truly direct way where things could be resolved. That would be far too much.
I want South Park underwear.
Yeah. I mean, let's explore that why.
I love South Park.
And you want them on your body.
Yeah, exactly.
But near your parts.
I want someone to think I'm hot, and then we go somewhere, and they look, and they see South Park.
I always feel so powerful about that, because I'm like, you know, I've done it with Deadpool underwear, so I'm like, clearly, you know, clearly I've got something going for me.
You've got some swag, yeah.
Yeah, she's
the way
not,
you're
like,
letting it go.
Get out of here.
Yeah, that's what
like
I want to do. I want to, like, make someone, like, almost reconsider it.
Yeah.
And then still do it, so it's like, yeah, that's right.
It's a power.
I have that
it's,
power.
You know, showing you're powerful, you know? It's
yeah.
Like you, you know.
It's like a martial
powers,
art or something.
Your sexy powers have
it's,
gotten you laid despite the odds.
Skills. Exactly.
You're sort of
sexy
a martyr for the cause.
I'm more than a martyr for the cause.
Yeah.
I'm up there.
Yeah.
I'm up there.
Your
I'm
mother.
I'm a top dog. I'm a top dog.
Your mother.
Top dog.
Everyone says mother, you know.
Yeah, what about father? Mm-hmm. How about you go find your father and play some catch instead of calling every woman on the internet mother?
Mm-hmm. Is that boat with the Albanian eagle on it?
Is that an Albanian eagle?
I don't know.
I thought it wasn't. I thought it was a regular eagle.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. I mean, I don't. Oh, I thought it had two heads. Never mind. Oh, wait, no, it does. It's like a dragon.
Yeah.
I don't think the Albanians. I don't know. I don't know what it looks like. Albanians have been on my mind recently, so.
Why have they been on your mind?
You know, my girlfriend sort of had a run-in with an Albanian that did not go well.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah. I mean, she was harassed by him, so.
And we can kick his ass.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, honestly,
been.
But I do fuck with Albanians.
I played
so.
Bass for a band at Fordham on Saturday, and it was cool, but it made me feel so old because everyone was like in college, and I was like, I'm so old here.
Yeah, but they probably don't feel that way, because I didn't feel that way when I was that age, but now that I'm this age, I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, it's the age disparity is like, wow.
Yeah, I was like, oh, she's 26. We can be in love forever. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy now to think of, like, being 22.
But now that you're, you know, up there, you're like, oh, shit, I cannot.
Yeah, I can't engage with these people like that.
Yeah.
But it was cool.
Talk about Minecraft.
It was cool. The bass amp was so loud that it was so much fun to play because I felt so powerful.
Yeah.
I felt like my shit mattered the most, which is not true.
Sometimes it is. It is that way. I'll clue you in something right here. Sometimes it is the most.
And you're like, damn, I'm killing this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
And it makes everything feel so much...
It's a power trip.
Yeah, it makes everything feel so much more powerful when you have, like, that big...
Yeah,
instrument, and you're just fucking killing it. Like,
honestly, I feel like bass varies the most from like recording to live, because sometimes it gets like obviously buried in the mix. but like when you're
live, it's
when you're live, it's like hitting you in your fucking body.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree with that.
And that's something like even the recordings of today cannot really capture that.
That's
in my
true.
Opinion. You
no,
know.
You're right. They don't.
There's
really
definitely know. A lot in live music that's uncapturable, you know?
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Even with how good technology's gotten.
Even with how good technology has gotten. Yeah.
What? Are you
I don't know. I'm bullying you.
Are you saying really are you saying that I'm some sort of rube?
Rube?
Rube, yes.
What is a rube?
A rube, it's like, I learned this word from Silence of the Lambs, basically, like, keep calling Clarice a rube because she's from the middle of nowhere.
That's so
and,
funny.
And, like, they're saying, oh, you're, you know, you're unpretentious, you're uneducated. Or, I mean, you know, she went to police academy, I guess, but, like, you're, you know, you're a tasteless rube from, like, a backwater town. Like, you're, they're saying a hick, pretty much.
That's crazy. I've never heard rude.
Yeah, well, you
especially
were
not insulting
con. You're just calling me that, so.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't even know what that word was.
Yeah,
but
well,
I called you.
You just called me it.
I did, I guess.
Yeah. So
that's pretty messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we should be upset about that.
And I will continue to be.
Yeah, you'll continue to be.
Yeah, I think I have to make a stand. I'm just being angry as fuck.
Hashtag take a stand.
Take a stand.
Say what
hashtag
you want to say.
Fuck.
The words come out.
Hey, fine. Man, we don't have the rights to that kind of music.
You're right. We really don't. We don't have rights to any music. So that was actually an original number.
That was an original
number. In the exact correct key.
Yes.
It's spoken like that because it's
yes,
our
I
original
mean, you know, that,
song.
That was, you know... This is actually a parody of a song Angie wrote herself.
Yeah, which has really different lyrics.
Parody law for your own song.
Yeah, so I basically have an airtight.
It's basically Fui.
Yeah, it's basically Fui.
It's Fui.
Fui as hell.
Fui.
Freedom.
Fui.
By George
Fui.
Michaels. Freedom.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't think he would have said it like that, but yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not going to sing the song, because
mm-hmm.
That's money.
That's money.
That probably costs
money to
replicate a song.
Yeah. Oh, that's money to you?
Yes, it's hashtag money.
To you?
To me. To
that's
to
money
me.
To me?
To
that's
me.
Money to you.
To me.
Yeah, to me.
To you.
To you. Well, here's something for you, you know. Wake up on the train. Save commute time. Think about it. But yeah, it's gonna have to be really early.
Saving what on train?
Save time. By waking up there.
Waking up on the train?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That seems like you wouldn't get any sleep at all.
I don't know. I've seen people get sleep there.
That's nuts.
I mean, you can really sleep anywhere you want. I mean, you know, who's gonna stop you?
It's true. No one's gonna stop me. I'm bad to the Game of the Thrones.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that show ended quite some time ago. It seems almost erased from the public consciousness.
Dude, that used to be something that people would actually talk about.
Yeah, it was annoying as fuck. Look, like, I'm glad as fuck that it, like, went in a blip, to be honest. I'm not watching all that.
I bought that lampshade you're playing with.
Yeah.
From Home Depot.
Are you jealous that I'm playing with it right now?
No.
Does it make you mad?
No.
Oh, I just paid money wish it would.
For it, so don't break it.
I wish it would. Oh, so you're nervous.
Yeah.
You're nervous that my delicate hands are...
I don't know if you're delicate moving. Hands.
Well, because I'm being very delicate with my hands. Otherwise, I'd be just like, you know, I could really go off if I wanted to.
Yeah, I guess
but you can. I have spared you much like a kind warlord.
A kind warlord? That doesn't sound like a real thing. I don't think warlords are kind.
How about a warlord in a moment of kindness?
That sounds more likely.
In a moment of a warlord when he's feeling a charitable disposition. How about that?
Yeah, there we go. I guess that describes this question mark, yeah. Exclamation point.
Well, I'm also describing myself as powerful. That's today's theme, power.
Powers.
Who has it? Me. And that's it.
Facts.
I run this shit.
You run this city.
You know.
Say you run the city.
I'm not gonna say I run this
city. Say you run the city.
I refuse because I have the power to. And you know, the Illuminati.
I guess you don't really run the city. Real.
What?
I guess you don't run the city, don't you?
I do.
You do what?
You know what I do? You're not gonna fool me. I'm the fucking mastermind, you know?
Yeah, what do you do that makes me unable to fool you?
What do I do?
Yeah.
You know, I am in charge, is certainly what is happening.
In charge of the city?
I'm doing things about, out and about.
You run the city? Would you say you run it?
In the area. What?
Do you run the city?
Do I run this city?
Yeah, just let me know if you run the city. That's all I'm asking.
Sure.
Sure.
Sure. Sure. Sure. Sorry. Sure.
Sure, microphone.
Yeah, I realize that dad can't say horror.
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 Horror movie. Let's see, a horror movie.
I call him dad to be relatable to the audience.
Yeah, we don't call him that. I call him Papa because we're Hispanic.
Pretty exclusive.
But we know you're all super white.
Yeah, probably.
So.
And if you're not, then,
then you know.
What is up? What is up, honestly?
Yeah. If you're not, you're invited to my birthday party.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, come through this weekend.
There will be hot dogs and hamburgers.
At the giant pit. You know where it is. Find us.
Outside the outskirts of
your
town. We'll
be making hot dogs on a rake.
Yeah, as one does.
With all the little prongs, which is perfect for hot dogs.
Hot dogs are perfect.
You think so?
I would eat a hot dog for breakfast if I could.
Really? You would eat a hot dog for breakfast?
Yeah.
Not even chopped up, just like...
Yeah, just straight up in the bun. Yeah.
In the bun, okay. I mean, damn, you know, now you got me thinking about these hot dogs. I don't know, I had this street hot dog, not like from the actual street, like a vendor, obviously. And,
it's so good.
No, the one I had was weirdly green and gray. I ate that shit anyway, I was starving, but I was like, damn, like, fuck. Like, this might have ruined hot dogs for me for a while, because, you know... I do love a well-made dog, I cannot lie, especially with some mustard. I mean, that is the preferred number one condiment central.
I like getting a hot dog with onions.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm obsessed with onions. I'll put that shit in anything.
Yeah, no, of course. Mustard and onions, I mean, we're on our way to a very good experience with the hot dog.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Sounds fire.
Yeah, but, you know... I'm surprised that, you know, they don't have many more hot dog places, because it's kind of like what food, like pizza, where it's, like, kind of junky, but, you know, we're all eating it.
Yeah, we're all eating it, regardless.
We're all eating the hell out of it. Yeah, so, that was our time here at the DBTT.
DBTT. So we'll talk to you next week with ever-changing topics, charming discussion by twins.
Yeah.
Have a great rest of your day or night.
Have a wondrous, almost magical time.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to
give us five stars. We are flying away on a witch's broom.